couple of corners remaining. But on his 425th supercar race, Jamie Whincup enters the record book as the greatest winner of all time in supercars. That was an amazing performance. His 106th victory in a supercar. That's an all-time win for Whincup.
Absolutely brilliant. Well done, Jamie.
Boys, thank you.
Are you lapping it up, mate? How does it feel?
No, not lapping it up. Quiet night last night. Back out to the track today to do a few passenger rides.
Oh. But,
great weekend. The normally rains at Eastern Creek, but the sun was out all weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty cool for a Queenslander, but great to get win number 106.
I was about to say win number 106. Does that make you proud or feel old?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
The numbers don't mean much at the moment because we're still in the heat of the battle.
Yeah.
And I got one more than Craig Lowndes, who is still around. He'll probably drive for another 25 years.
Yeah. Benjamin Button, isn't he?
exactly. So, no, great to get another win. That's my second for the year. It's been a bit of a drought. It's been pretty quiet this year.
Mm.
Our opposition have been very strong, so great to get another win.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, mate. DJR Penske have been right on the money this year, and it wasn't that long ago you were calling for more pace, more consistency, and you found it.
We have improved our race pace, without doubt, but they're still dusting us by a good 2 or 3 tenths in qualifying each round. So
yeah.
that's where our work's going to be. But we head into the season of endurance now. We've got Sandown coming up, the Sandown 500, then Bathurst, which is the Holy Grail, and then the Gold Coast. So all big, long endurance dual driver events. So Chapter 2 is about to start. We've just got to hang in there. Not a massive amount of points. I think there's 12 points between myself and Scotty and only a couple of hundred back to my teammate. So with 900 points up for grabs in the next three, it's still anyone's game.
Yeah. See, Jamie, you mentioned only the two wins, but you've been very, very consistent when others have been having wins. Do you feel like you're a little bit, you wouldn't have seen it, like Winks, you know, you sort of missed the start from the barriers, but you're starting to, you know, really storm home now?
I think so. Yeah, our sport's like a round of golf. It doesn't matter how many eagles or birdies you hit. It's about being the most consistent over the year. So we have made the most of our bad days and hung in there. We've had a heap of podiums, which is great. Mm. But it's not really my style to hang in there and collect points. You know, we want to get up there and grab the occasional pole position and obviously race wins. So to do that, you need car pace. The guys down the road have got slightly better car pace, but I feel we've done a slightly better job to this point of the year on just, you know, good team effort, making sure we minimise the mistakes. But at the end of the day, it's great for the sport. Just a cracker battle going on. PRA, the old FPR boys, they're right in the mix as well. So it's going to be a cracking next three rounds.
Jamie, on the Saturday, mate, you came in third. How the hell did you see over the bonnet?
It was up like
For anyone that didn't see it, there was a shunt at turn two after a restart, controversial restart, mind you. I didn't see a thing. Normally, as a professional, I sort of know what's going on or have an inkling that there could be some trouble up ahead, but this one I had absolutely no idea what was happening. Everyone propped. I ran up the back of the car in front of me, and the bonnet was about a foot higher than it normally was.
Oh, no.
So couldn't see a thing. It was okay on the brakes and turning into the corner, but as soon as I got on the gas and the front come up, couldn't see a thing. So I was looking at landmarks and trees and the wall on the side of the track, all sorts of things to try to keep it in the middle.
Well done. Well, you couldn't see a thing. What about the poor old bloke behind you? You were blowing smoke all over him.
To be honest, I thought we were good for about a lap and a half until that front tyre blew out because the guard was rubbing that hard.
Yeah.
The guard, somehow, someone was looking down at me, the guard moved itself off, and as the tyre wore out, it gave it a little bit more room. And thankfully, we got to the end of the race and finished on the podium.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, plenty of points ahead, so the confidence has got to be there now.
We're not overconfident. Mm. We do need to do a lot of homework to improve the car speed. That's, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You know, you can't win races or a championship without being fast, you know. So we'll go away. We've got 3 weeks now till Sandown, and we'll go away and work on that. I'm sure the other guys are going to do the same thing. We'll set the cars up. Not a huge amount of change between the cars from a dual driver event to a single, but we'll put all the elastics in and get ready to do those driver changes. But prepare well, and yeah, looking forward to getting back out there in 3 weeks.
Who's your partner? Who you're driving with?
We've got continuity. We've got Paul Dumbrell, who I've been with for the last 4 years now.
Yeah.
We've been close at Bathurst the last 3 years, but haven't quite got there. So fingers crossed we're still in contention again this year, but I'm looking for a clean run.
And just with DJR Penske, is it purely the investment of Penske that's allowed them to find this speed? Like they've just got a backing?
It's a combination. It's a combination. Yeah. They've obviously got a good budget there, but sport's not all about money. I hate using that as an excuse. They've got some great people down there that are doing a good job, including the drivers. So no, they're pushing hard, which is pushing us hard. And as I say, at the end of the day, the big winner is everyone who's a fan of the sport, because it's just going to be a cracker battle all the way to the end.
Fantastic. Good on you, Jamie. I know your grand finals are now coming up with Sandown, Bathurst, Gold Coast. We look forward to chatting right throughout that period.
Cheers. Thank you, boys.
Jamie Wincup there reigned supreme on Sunday and had the bonnet issue on Saturday as well.
Well, the thing about Eastern Creek is you turn one's the quick corner, then you've got the horseshoe turn two where the accident was. Then you come into turn three and it's on a rise. So particularly there, he would not have been able to see the drop off.
Did a good effort.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's looking at landmarks to get around the track.
That's why he's won six supercar titles to Jamie Wincup, and who knows, maybe a seventh, and he's won two races now.